What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we have a caller waiting on the line. So let's go to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I think it's a mistake to bring up apartheid with comparing the Palestinians. And the reason I say it's a mistake is if you were a white South African looking back on what a big mistake the getting rid of apartheid was, as all the farmers are being murdered and the starvation will soon be happening in South Africa. I think that you're actually giving succor to the Zionist nationalists who, looking at what happened to South Africa, would realize what a big mistake it would be to give the Palestinians equal voting rights and citizenship, just like Zionist Israelis. Now,
well,
I used to be very sympathetic to the Palestinians, but I've seen how these Arab Muslims have acted in Sweden and Germany and everywhere they go with their rape gangs. And I am sorry to say it, but
Joe,
I kind of had it with their behavior.
Joe, let me cut on in on you. First of all, what's happening down in South Africa doesn't have anything to do with getting rid of apartheid. It has everything to do with a government that decided they were going to go out for revenge and basically strip the wealth from the white people. And it's not, it's clearly not a functioning government. Now, in terms of the Palestinians, there's absolutely no question that the land everybody is sitting on is Palestinian land. And when Israel was first established, they took part of Palestine. Then during the Six-Day War, they basically occupied the rest of it. So the Palestinians have got a legitimate grievance here. Now, I don't want to see Israel / Palestine deteriorate the way Zimbabwe or South Africa did. But on the other hand, the current situation cannot go on. And the reason I chose the words apartheid state is because the Knesset literally refused to consider a law that would have changed Israel's official definition as a nation for the Jewish people, which is the very definition of apartheid when you have one particular class of people politically favored over the other.
Well, I mean, you know, the way we treated our American Indians and reservations and all that, you know, we can't go back in time sometimes. I think that we really need out-of-the-box thinking for a solution for this. I don't know if it has to be a state in line with Jordan as far as the West Bank, because I, from what I see of the behavior of the Palestinians, I kind of agree with the Zionists that they're kind of very radicalized. I remember back in the late right around the year 2000, before 9/11... Yes.
Joe, if somebody kicked you out of your home and shoved you into a giant open-air prison, wouldn't you be radicalized? I mean, I can tell where you're coming from. You're obviously on the side of Israel on this situation, but you're beginning to sound as out of it as Nikki Haley.
Well, I think that the genie has been let out of the bottle, and that's my whole point is saying is that I don't like Nikki Haley at all. But I do think that it's very – I just want to give you an example. About the year 2000, when I was very pro-Palestinian, I had a Jewish friend, and we were talking about it. And I said, look, your friends of Israel, you have to give the Palestinians their rights. And there was a time when they really loosened up on the Palestinians, and there were bombings all over the freaking place. And I was kind of getting upset about it because I'm like, you know, that they had liberal government and the Israelis, and they cut down on all the stops and all that. Next thing you know,
Joe,
there were suicide bombers all over
Joe,
the place, you know?
Joe, yeah. Joe, did it not occur to you that the Mossad was carrying out those bombings specifically to trick gullible people into ending their support for Palestine?
That's possible. I mean, 9/11 was, there's a lot of Zionist fingerprints on that, too. But, I mean,
a few years ago.
Thinking.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call. I'm going to answer off air. We're going to let you go here. A few years ago, British intelligence actually revealed that Israel was setting up some of these so-called Palestinian terror acts, like the raid on Entebbe or the hijacking at Entebbe. They were set up by Shin Bet. This is how Israel operates, by way of deception, thou shalt conquer. And false flag attacks are something that Israel has done for a very, very long time. The great Palestinian terrorist, what was his name, Abu Nidal, turned out to be working for Mossad. And his job was to do everything that he could to make Palestinians and the Palestinian cause look bad in the media. Okay, let's see. We seem to have hit a nerve here. Let's go back to the phone. Steve in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey Mike. Great show. Love it.
Thank you.
I just had a question about the Clinton Foundation. How do we not know that maybe Trump wasn't invested in it at one point? I never heard it brought up.
Well, first of all, it's not really... It's not an investment situation. It's supposed to have been a charitable foundation where people made donations. They got a tax write-off, and the money made for the donations was supposed to go and help people, like down in Haiti, but that didn't happen. It's entirely possible that Trump donated to the foundation earlier on, maybe before he was thinking about running against the Clintons. But I'm sure before the reality of the Clinton Foundation started to come on out, I'm sure a lot of people donated it to it with the best of intentions.
He could be caught up in the whole thing. I mean, they were buddies back in the day. It was at their wedding. I mean, these people go way back. You know, he could be, even if it isn't the Clinton Foundation, maybe he's in on something else. I mean, it could explain a lot, like why Sessions and all these other guys aren't going after anything at all. That's really important.
Well, see, here's the thing. Everybody's going after Trump, and it's become very obvious that the entire machinery of government is somehow out to wreck Trump. And I don't understand why, because he's basically given them just about everything they wanted. More wars, tax cuts for the rich.
Kissing the Israelis.
Yeah, definitely doing that. Definitely doing that.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. Love the show. We'll call on again. I love it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. Going back to the phones to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You were talking to Joe there. It really peed me off. Where does he get the gonads big enough to compare Palestine to the people in South Africa? What's going on in Europe? They're separate people. They're absolutely different people. Gaza is the biggest open-air prison on the face of the planet. There's no disputing these facts.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with what's going on anywhere else in the world except in Palestine, which has been systematically taken away from these poor people.
And, you know, Joe's just out there trying to make excuses for Israel's behavior.
Yeah, you know, it never occurs to him that this stuff that, you know, we hear about is, number one, either bull, or number two, it's all just a big setup. You know, you got to be a special kind of gullible to actually to believe this nonsense after what's been going on there for 70 years. These people were forced off their land at the gunpoint, and some of them didn't even live through it. And they've been there for thousands and thousands of years. And most of the people that are in Israel right now aren't even Hebrew.
No,
they have
not.
Absolutely no claim to the land whatsoever, other than a piece of paper that says, oh, God said this. What God? Who's God? Where? Prove it. You know? But people have been brainwashed through the ages to believe that somehow some boogeyman in the sky can control everything. And like you often say, is the realtor of this planet. Bull. You are in charge of your own actions. And sooner or later, it's going to happen. Like, sooner or later, things are going to change in that area. It's going to happen. And I hope it happens quickly, because this has gone on long enough. Those people deserve to get their land back.
Absolutely.
It's nonsense.
Absolutely. All right, well, it's incredible injustice. And it's happening right in front of our eyes, in the eyes of the world. And you have the U.S. government enabling these kinds of atrocities. I actually got emails and phone calls after Nikki Haley was up there at the Security Council. These people are very, very angry because the image and reputation of the United States as some kind of a moral authority is getting dragged down into the gutter every single time we run interference for Israel.
As far as I'm concerned, Mike, the United States government has no moral authority. They have no morals. That's painfully obvious. It's painfully obvious about what's been going on all around the world. They have no morality. It's all about going into a country, conquering it, throwing in a puppet regime government that'll kowtow to the United States and the corporations and basically going in there and just raping that place for whatever they can get.
Yep.
It's brutal. And people have to wake up to these very simple facts. They're very, very simple to understand. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on. And it's been happening ever since, like you said, ever since World War II. And, you know, half the time it works, half the time it doesn't. But the half the time it doesn't, they just keep on at it and keep on at it. And they're turning that whole area is just one big cesspool. And it's a powder keg. It's about to explode at any given time. And I hope it explodes in the United States government's face. Thanks a lot for taking my call, Mike. I got to go. Bye-bye.
All right. You've got it. Thank you very much for the phone call. And the phone lines are now open. I just posted a link to whatreallyhappened.com to a website. If you've never been there, you need to look at it. And it's called If Americans Knew. And the website, the URL is ifamericansknew.org. And it basically is a collection of the actual statistics as to who is committing violence against who between Israel and Palestine. And you will be stunned when you see how one-sided it really is and how it totally undermines this claim that Israel is under threat from the Palestinians. So you might want to take a look at that. There is absolutely no question that corporate media here in the United States has been Israel's propaganda arm. All right, getting on back to the economic news, we're talking about oil. OPEC is going to cut back on production. Iran's oil is going to be embargoed. Shale is not producing as well as they were hoping it was going to be, which means oil prices are going to go up. It's going to cost a lot more to fill that gas tank here. Meanwhile, Ukraine has claimed the Dutch assets of Russia's Gazprom, and they're saying this is part of this $2.6 billion compensation ruling that came out of a Stockholm arbitration court. Now, the Stockholm court demanded the Russian company pay for a shortfall in the delivery of gas to Ukraine, awarding Naftogaz $2.6 billion in compensation. Gazprom said that the decision created an imbalance in favor of Kiev. The Russian firm appealed the verdict and notified Naftogaz that it had launched a procedure for termination of gas delivery contracts. A lot of petropolitics going around the world. Russian President Vladimir Putin has now signed a bill on countermeasures against the U.S. and its allies. And basically, the law is already in effect. And these are basically retaliatory economic measures in response to sanctions placed on Russia by the United States last April. Up in Canada, Justin Trudeau is out there saying that it's insulting that the U.S. considers Canada a national security threat. Canada's on Trump's sanctions list. And another story we have over here where the White House is going to start putting penalties on companies involved in the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. They don't want a competing pipeline on out there. Here's where I think the U.S. government is headed in a bad place. These sanctions and embargoes and penalties would work if the United States truly was an indispensable nation, where everybody had to come to us for certain products, where everybody had to use the U.S. dollar. But that doesn't exist anymore. And what actually is happening is, with sanctions and tariffs and embargoes in all directions, the U.S. is sanctioning itself into isolation, far from emerging as part of a global marketplace. The U.S. is now becoming isolated. And I think that is going to have some problems down the road. Apparently, major Russian gold mining companies are planning to double production. And this will make Russia the second largest producer of gold in the world. Currently, they're in third place behind Australia and China. But they're moving on up, moving on up. Over at the United Nations, the UN special reporter on extreme poverty and human rights, Philip Alston, has come on out with a report on the United States. And this report condemns the Trump administration for deliberately creating devastating inequality with his tax plan, which gave huge tax cuts to the ultra wealthy, to wealthy corporations, and actually increased taxes on the middle class. And in this same report, they came on out and said that right now 40 million U.S. citizens live in a state of poverty. 5 million live in third world conditions because of inhumane government policies. We're not the greatest nation on earth anymore. It's all around us. We've become a banana republic. The top bananas have all the money. Over in Europe, Italy's new Euroskeptic coalition government is really starting to shake things up. And they're saying that they refuse to be the European Union's refugee camp, and they're going to start sending people home. The message is going out to the refugees: get ready to pack your bags. If you want to apply for asylum, do so from your home country. George Soros is upset about this, of course. He's trying to find some way that he can get Rome to back down on this, because Italy's right there in the middle of the EU. If Italy says we're out, the whole EU is going to fall apart. You've got Poland, Hungary, Great Britain, now Italy. It's not working. Over in Great Britain, their mayor, Sadiq Khan, is calling on members of parliament to ignore the will of the people and support the Brexit amendments put forward by the unelected House of Lords, including keeping Great Britain in the customs union. Now, I remember the last time I was in London, it was a very long time ago, and I got to tour the tower. And that wooden block and axe is still there. Just a friendly little reminder. See, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy, where the will of the people is the law of the land. And we're clearly seeing that, no, the elites are in charge in Great Britain. We have massive election fraud here. The elites are in charge. We're showing all the symptoms of being a third world economic dictatorship. The United Nations says so. Okay, so we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Oh, yeah. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse for every.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Europe. We're talking about, well, all kinds of things that are going on over there. And you really do get a sense that despite George Soros' best efforts and all of that money, that the EU is starting to come apart. Certainly the people, the ordinary people, they're tired of it. They're tired of the refugee problem. They're tired of the poverty imposed by the European Central Bank. They want out. They definitely want out. Story coming out of Post News 2. Donald Trump's ambassador to Germany has suggested he will intervene in European politics to empower conservatives in comments that have been criticized as going beyond the traditional role of a diplomat. And yeah, it is. And it's also hypocritical. Given all this ranting and raving about how Russia was interfering in our elections. Well, it's okay when we do it. We're the United States. We're the good guys. Down in Mexico, what a terrible place that has become with all the drug corruption going on. They're trying to hold elections. And so far, 110 electoral candidates have been murdered since last September. This according to Mexico's national police. Apparently, three more female politicians were murdered just over this last weekend. Now, here's an interesting little story. The German Alternative for Germany chief is being attacked for saying that people shouldn't be obsessing about Hitler and the Nazis. It was just that one moment. And, you know, it was 12 years, and it did have an impact. But he's saying, really, it's time to let that pass into history and look at all of German history, most of which is quite positive, except for the two world wars. And he's being attacked for it. Because certainly Israel wants everybody to just stay obsessed with Hitler and the Nazis. I'm in agreement with this guy. It's time to let it go. It all happened before we were even born. I'm 65. I'm about to turn 66. This was all over and done with before I was born. Why is it still a mainstay of entertainment? When Hitler was setting things up, he used to brag about a 1,000-year Reich. He wanted to be immortal. He wanted to be remembered. Why are we giving this guy exactly what he wanted? Let's throw him in the dustbin of history. Just consign him to historical anonymity. It's not worth thinking about anymore. We have things happening today, now, that are bad. We have prison factories in the United States, the for-profit prison industrial complex. Our government is using torture. Our government is invading country after country after country on pretext. We can all see what Israel is doing to the Palestinians. We should be thinking about that, because that's here and now. That is something we can do something about. We can't change what happened in World War II or World War I. We can't change what happened to the Native Americans during the colonial period. We can change what's going on today, and we have an obligation to do so. Over in Slovenia, they've had their elections, and like Italy, the anti-immigration party won. So you can add Slovenia onto the list of countries that are starting to strain at the leash. Okay, the Department of Homeland Security has introduced a new policy that allows ICE agents to separate children and adults crossing the border. And now, apparently, there's a rapidly rising number of children being housed at the border. And the Department of Homeland Security is scrambling to find new accommodations as they continue to separate children from their parents. I don't think this is a good policy. I understand you're trying to deter people from coming across, and the threat of separating adults from their children ought to be a deterrent, but clearly is not. What you need to do is just turn them around and send them back. And tell them to apply for citizenship the good old-fashioned way, the legal way. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, you remember about a week or so ago, there was this big stink where Ukraine claimed that Russians had murdered a journalist, Arkady Babchenko. And it turned out to be an international embarrassment for Ukraine and its security services when Arkady turned out to be alive. And the claim was put forward that this was actually a plan to try and capture people who were thought to want to assassinate him. But apparently, the two men arrested on suspicion of wanting to kill Arkady turned out to be Ukrainian intelligence. And they could have learned that just with a Facebook search. Now, do you remember that big issue with Roseanne that just got completely out of control? Well, now ABC is realizing they have made a very, very costly mistake, because they have union contracts with all of these people, and they're having to pay their salaries for the entire season. Okay, getting telemarketer calls for some reason. Anyway, let's get on back here. So ABC is looking at a $60 million loss. So now they're talking about they're going to bring the show back. But before you get too excited, they want to replace Roseanne Barr herself. I don't think this is going to work. I mean, the success of the show in its original incarnation and the reboot was Roseanne herself. Now, I'm not a big fan of her. I didn't watch the show. But anybody who works in film and television knows it can be very, very tricky replacing a major cast person. You don't want to do it unless you have to. I mean, they, sometimes you have to. In the Harry Potter movies, they had to replace Dumbledore when the first one passed away. So they're going to bring back Roseanne. I would not hold out for it. A lot of bad choices being made. By the way, for those of you who are Star Wars fans, apparently the Solo, the origin story, is doing terrible at the box office. Word of mouth is just killing it. And they're saying this is going to be the first Star Wars movie ever to lose money. As you know, Monsanto and Bayer are now merging to form one humongous globe-straddling company. And because the Monsanto brand is so damaged, it will be dropped from the new corporation. Now, whether it's just going to be called Bayer or they're going to come up with a completely new name is unknown. But they have said that, yes, Monsanto will go away because it's got too much negative connotation. I can't believe that this is still going on. The Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission violated the rights of the Christian baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple. Now, they didn't actually address the issue of whether that refusal to make a cake for a gay couple based on religion was an exercise in First Amendment rights. But they did rule that basically the Colorado Civil Rights Commission did violate the rights of the Christian baker. So that, at least for the moment, is over. But it's amazing how hard the left is pushing this because and again, it's a provocation. I mean, Nancy Pelosi weighed in on this literally saying, you bake those cakes, you Christians. You absolutely have to do that. And why are they making this an issue? I mean, to me, all businesses have the right to refuse to serve people. They'll even have a sign on the wall. And all of a sudden, we have the government passing laws saying that you must serve people that you may not like. You're being exclusionary. You're discriminating. No, it's the gay community that is pushing this issue. See, to me, the common sense thing is if I go into a bakery and I want a cake, and they say, I'm really sorry, I would prefer not to, and I just say, okay, fine, I'll go someplace else. A lot of bakeries in town. Not like that one was the only one in the state or something. They're just pushing that issue. And I think they're making a mistake because the LGBTQ community is becoming more and more militant, and that's a wrong direction to go. Now, back when the gays just wanted acceptance, that was fine. We accept you. But when you start trying to force other people more and more to do things for you that they might not want to do, you're going to start building resentment. And that could lead to a backlash. So right now, at least in this country, the LGBTQ community's got it pretty good. And don't wreck it over a cake. All right. It's now come on out that Zuckerberg may have lied before Congress because apparently Facebook has provided at least 60 device makers, including Apple, Microsoft, and BlackBerry, with access to huge amounts of its users' personal information over the last decade. And apparently Facebook has these data-sharing partnerships with device-making companies to expand its reach and let them offer their clients popular Facebook features such as messaging and address books. It's turning into a giant global network. I wonder at what point it becomes self-aware. But I digress here. So, the latest big scandal coming on out of Facebook. And I can't believe this nonsense is still going on, too. Apparently, Donald Trump decided to cancel the traditional White House visit for the Super Bowl winning team, the Super Bowl champions. And the Philadelphia Eagles were set to visit the White House, but many on the team decided not to come because of Trump's view on kneeling during the anthem. And at that point, Trump pulled the invitation. Guys, you're professional athletes. You're there to entertain the football fans. We're just letting politics just swamp everything else, including our common sense. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Pete in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I thought I'd go with something a little less intense. It's been a very interesting show, my friend. You're hopping around on a lot of very interesting topics, but I thought I'd like to get your two cents on GitHub's acquisition by Microsoft and what the implications of that might be for the future of software development.
You're talking about GitHub?
Yeah, Microsoft just bought them for $7.5 billion.
Yeah, that's a very good deal for GitHub's owners. It's going to put Microsoft into a position of further extending control over software development, and it's already. Well, let me put it this way: I grew up in a world of computers where, BASIC, Unix, the C programming language, very simple development environments, and you'd write your code, you'd compile it, you'd link it, it would run. And the few times I've tried to develop on the Windows platform, I can see very clearly that the tools are set up for teams of people, not an individual. I think software development is being corporatized. And at some point, I think Microsoft's plan is to take it entirely out of the hands of the end user. And there have, in fact, been efforts to make compilers controlled technology in the past out of concern for computer hacking, various other things like that. There was actually, just back in the late 1990s, there was actually a move in Congress to require compilers to have a license. And that one failed, though, because if you know what you're doing, you can actually write your own compiler, you can write in the native machine code of the machine. It's a little more difficult to do. But I think, I think Microsoft wants to basically sort of become the go-to place for all software development. Obviously, that will not apply to Macintosh computers. Obviously, it will not apply to Linux boxes. But somewhere down the road, I think Microsoft is really pushing to become a monopoly. And that would be a terrible thing because, frankly, I don't think they've got the best product. I have this one Windows 10 laptop. It is absolutely unusable. And because of the way the BIOS is hardwired, I can't take it back to like Windows 7. And yes, I know there are all these third-party add-ons that you can put on it where it will look and feel like Windows 7, but it's a huge hit on the processor. And between that and Microsoft's aggressive sales posture, if you will, yeah, I think the acquisition of GitHub is about Microsoft wanting to basically have a larger control over software development.
Do you see any analogy there between that and what governments eventually do? They just, I shouldn't even say, that's the other thing too. It's such about language, you know, like they shouldn't be called governments. They should be called government employees so we can individualize them the way they're removing our individuality, you know, that this wealth of power always at the top, you know, but it's not some nebulous government. It's a few people who are, you know, controlling things like Trump. You know, and I held my nose the same way you did when I voted for him, and I'm very disappointed, much the same way he or you are. And
yep.
That 20-page confidential letter or whatever that Rudy Giuliani and his other lawyers sent out was just absurd. You know, the fact that we, the 330 million people who actually own this country, are letting these morons get away with this stuff.
Yeah, it is. And again, normally governments do not want the political infighting to be seen by the public because it makes the public very nervous and wonder if the government is actually operating correctly. So when you see this kind of factionalism out on public display, it does send a warning sign that there are serious problems within the government, along with the fact that all of these deep state agencies were very clearly out to get Trump, out to protect Hillary Clinton. You would have to be just totally a moron not to understand something very dark and devious is going on.
So where does that leave us, buddy? I mean, I'm trying to get to that. I know you don't advocate violence, and I don't want to see it either. The show before yours was, I think, had an audio recording of the Finicum guy, you know, and, you know, he was probably a lot more ready for that than most of us. And I'm just thinking there's something we diplomatically that we should be able to do in mass to reject.
I don't know that there is. As I've said before, I see so many parallels between the current U.S. government and the former Soviet Union just before it fell apart. And I think that's where this government is going. And we're just going to have to be patient and ride it out. And be ready when it does happen to stand up 330 million Americans and say, this is going to be the new government of this country, the Constitution, the first 13 amendments, and so forth. Okay?
Okay, I'll be the first one to elect you. And good luck with the next, 3 hours you got left, I think, 4 hours?
Yeah, it's going to be a long day, and I'm already very, very tired. Pete, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Francis, are you there? We lost Francis. Okay. All right. Well, dang, she was just there a minute ago. Okay. Getting on back to the news here. And again, this thing about kneeling. First of all, there actually was an existing NFL rule that you stood at attention and you faced the flag if there was one during the national anthem. Now, I understand a lot of people are wondering how it is that the national anthem got tied up with all these sporting ventures, given that these are all private teams and private clubs and it's not really a function of government. But that issue aside, if you're going to play the anthem and there's a rule that says you stand and show respect, you stand and show respect. Again, these football players, these professional athletes, were trying to make a statement. And what's idiotic about it is they tried to link the kneeling with the so-called war on black people, which, as it has turned out, looking at the numbers, doesn't even really exist. Everybody's just out there trying to make political hay with propaganda and statements. It really is chaos out there. California has banned state-funded travel to Oklahoma over this new abortion policy. And again, the law in Oklahoma basically allows discrimination against LGBTQ children and aspiring LGBTQ parents. How does the child know that they're LGBTQ at that age? We'll be right back after these few words.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's talk about volcanoes, plural. They're having a major eruption down there in Guatemala of the Fuego volcano. That's a stratovolcano, the one with the steep sides and the lava's just coming on down. apparently a lot of damage there. It does dwarf the one here in Hawaii. But the one here in Hawaii is still doing what it's doing. And apparently last night, along with another strong earthquake up by the Kilauea crater, Fissure 8 reopened and just this flood of lava poured on out down to the sea. And Kilauea has now destroyed hundreds of homes. And the lava has cut off the last remaining escape route for Hawaiians who are still living in the area, who defied the mandatory evacuation. Now, they've airlifted three of them out. They think there's another 12 in there, but they're overhead searching. And it's going to be a little bit hard between the smoke, the steam, the overhead foliage, and the fact that there's no electricity in the area, which means there's no cell phone service. So, and it's nasty. It is very, very, very nasty. Apparently, the quake triggered another ash eruption from Kilauea that went up to 8,000 feet. But again, the one that's happening in Guatemala, Fuego, is much bigger. I just hope Pelly doesn't get an inferiority complex. Maybe that's why Fissure 8 broke open last night and we had another ash ejection. Pelly is saying, I'm number one, I'm number one, I'm number one. Story coming out of the Wall Street Journal, and this one is significant. And the headline is, climate change has run its course. And no, they're not saying that the climate isn't going to change. But they're basically saying, yes, it was a political movement. It was based on a lot of false assumptions. And it's basically, it's had its day. And it's time to stop, you know, pounding on this as if anything could actually be done about changing the climate. It's time to understand that your little plastic bag at the supermarket is not going to destroy the world. And as far as greenhouse gases are going right now between Mount Fuego and Kilauea, there are more of these greenhouse gases going into the atmosphere every day than all the cars in the United States put out in an entire year. I'm waiting to see Al Gore running up the side of the mountain with a giant cork. But yeah, climate change, it was a hoax. More about that when we come on back. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.